James Marsters, and you're listening to NakedSpike.com.
Love hurts, baby. So, you let Parker take a poke, eh? Didn't seem like you knew each other that well. What exactly did it take to pry apart the Slayer's dimpled knees?
So, who do you kill for fun around here?
Who are you?
Spike.
Get dressed if you can find your clothes and push off, because if I can't have all of you, I'd rather... Hey, that's cheating.
Watcher's pet.
So, what did Captain Peroxide want?
Nothing can defeat the penis!
We can't let you go until we're sure that you're impotent or...
Hey!
Sorry, poor choice of words. Until we know that you're...
Flaccid?
What are you looking at?
The man I love.
Welcome to another episode of NakedSpike.com, the podcast. Here at this podcast, we read the fanfic that is found on the live journal community of Naked Spike. Follow the address out to the side to take a visit on over to Naked Spike, the live journal community, and see what's going on with the challenges, the monthly pick challenges, and all of the fan art that's going on that they have up. It's wonderful. Make sure that you leave special kudos to all the artists that are there on that site, whether it be a fanfic or it be a manip. The story I'm bringing you today is from Ash Carpenter, ever so wonderful, and it is titled Guilty as Sin. This fanfic is rated NC-17. If you are not of age, please respect yourself and respect me in this podcast and turn this off now. Spike stalked predatorily towards his captive, gaze heated. You're charged with being bad, bad boy, and playing me like a bloody fiddle. How do you plead, counselor? Lindsay ran his eyes lavishly over Spike's body, lingering on his crotch before finally settling back on his face, smiling a little. Guilty as sin, he replied huskily. Spike ran his tongue over his teeth, closing the distance between them deliberately slowly. He grasped the chain between Lindsay's wrist and wrapped it twice around his fist before giving it a hard yank that made the human wince. "Do you know what they do to pretty little boys like you in prison?" Lindsay bit down on his full lower lip. "Why don't you show me?" Spike hauled him forward via his hold on the chain, and he had no choice but to go with the motion, stumbling a little. As he righted himself, he looked up, cursing as he was smacked in the face. It barely even hurt. Spike was aiming for humiliation, and the slap echoed around the holding cell. "They treat you like a little bitch you are. Don't you know what punking is, Lindsay?" As a matter of fact, Lindsay did, trying not to smirk. Ignoring the way his cock pressed against his fly, he shook his head. "You will, pretty little boy like you, short, soft, from a little too much of a good life. If you want to live, then you'll become acquainted with punking real fast." Spike hadn't spoken the words low and throatily. Near to Lindsay's face, the human closed the distance even further, lips almost brushing Spike's as he said with soft defiance, "And what if I refuse?" He cried out sharply as the blonde produced a knife seemingly from thin air, pressing it against his vulnerable throat while he maintained his grip on the chain so Lindsay couldn't escape. "They'll have shives, and carving's almost as much fun as fucking to these blokes. And a kid like you wants to stay pretty, whatever he says. So you'll do what they say. You'll get down on your knees in the dirt and suck their dicks. You'll bend over and let them take turns at you like a pack of dogs." Lindsay was breathing heavily, eyes full of fire and lust, and Spike grinned, trailing the blade down over the Texan's throat, chest, and stomach, finally tapping it against the bulging denim beneath his big belt buckle. "But some of 'em, the ones who understand what you really are, they won't bother persuading or threatening you. They'll just throw you over the nearest surface and fuck you raw while you squeal for them to just do it harder." "Oh, fuck," Lindsay panted, too turned on to play the game anymore. He crashed his mouth into Spike's, instantly parting his lips to get tongue-fucked. He groaned into the vampire's mouth as the knife was folded and tucked away. The now free hand used to grope his ass and package in an objectifying, almost impersonal manner. He pushed into it eagerly, whimpering a little as his flank was smacked hard. "Hands on the table," Spike ordered, stepping back and leaving Lindsay dazed from the kiss. "Huh? What? Son of a bitch!" snarled Lindsay as he was slapped in the face again much harder. He barely resisted the urge to start rubbing his cock. "What's the matter, pretty boy? Thought too much wanking was supposed to send you blind, not deaf. Hands on the table." Lindsay turned to obey, grinning when Spike gave him a hard shove, and he slammed his manacles down on the tabletop to save himself from tripping. He cursed when his feet were kicked wider apart. The shackles that led up from his ankles to join his wrist chains jangling merrily. Spike reached between his legs and grasped the chain, giving it a forceful tug so that it snapped taut, links putting a solid, almost painful pressure on Lindsay's balls, and leaving him not quite sure of whether he wanted to push into the sensation or escape it. He gave a strangled shout as Spike pulled sharply against before releasing the chain, smirking to himself. "Pants down. Want to see that tight little arse of yours?" he demanded lustfully, curling his tongue over his teeth. Lindsay hurried to comply, even though he blushed ever slightly, belt and restraints clinking loudly. Once his jeans were bunched around his thighs, Spike checked him out for the long moments before reaching forward and groping his firm cheeks thoroughly, reaching between his legs to grip his balls. "Oh, yeah, sexy little bitch has got some nice goodies to play with." Lindsay grunted as Spike parted his ass cheek and rubbed teasingly over his hole. "Spike," he whined. "Shut it." "Spike, please, I'm so hard. Just fuck me, please." "Patience. Want to frisk you first. Do a cavity search." "Spike, seriously, can we skip all that? I mean, you always mix up the cop stuff and the judge stuff anyway." Irritated with aspirations being cast on his role-playing ability, Spike brought his hand down on Lindsay's ass with a resounding crack. Enjoying his howl of pain, "If you've got a problem, then maybe I'll play schoolmaster instead today and give you a bloody good beating you deserve." "Shit, I'm sorry. You just turned me on so much, baby," Lindsay said silkily as he changed tactics, wiggling his ass as appealingly as he could, trying not to hiss at the burning sting from the vampire's hand. "I can't wait to get you inside." "Very persuasive argument, counselor," sneered Spike. "But unfortunately for you, I know you too well to be fooled by your little cute routine. Now shut the fuck up and let me do whatever the bloody hell I want at whatever sodding speed I want, all right?" "Fine," returned Lindsay moodily. "You know," he added in a mutter, "you'd make a crap prison daddy." "Right," snapped Spike, gripping the brunette by the back of the neck and crashing him face down on the table. "Such a desperate little slut for dick, yeah? Fine, I'll fuck you like a punk bitch if that's what you want." "Yeah? Fucking do it," gasped Lindsay, trying to open his legs even wider. He was already prepped, and Spike had been messing with him and teasing him all damned day. He'd been hard on and off for hours, their interrogation continually interrupted by one asshat or another. And all he wanted was to come. And he was so fucking hot for Spike, the dirty words and obscene touching had pushed him way closer to the edge than the blonde seemed to realize. Spike was officially pissed off. He couldn't quite fathom why the bloody hell no one seemed capable of leaving the two of them alone, and now that he finally did have Lindsay to himself, the little shit was raining on his dirty, bad, and wrong parade. It wasn't bleeding well, right, but he'd show him. See how he liked it when he got big, fat vampire dick rammed mercilessly inside him. Spike growled a little as he grabbed his cock with his free hand and stuffed it into Lindsay, snapping his hips forward brutally so that his pelvis smacked up against the human's ass. Fuck! Not sparing a second to adjust, he started driving in and out with short, powerful strokes that he could tell were nailing Lindsay's sweet spot. "You like that, slut? Gonna squeal for me?" he purred, voice pitched low and rough. "Shit, Spike, fuck, fuck, fuck," responded Lindsay, even less sexually eloquently than usually, and Spike realized with something like amazement that the brunette was coming, his body bucking and muscles clenching tightly. He'd been way too turned on to start with, and the harsh treatment and filthy words had proven too much. "Fuck, cowboy. That's so hot." He pumped even harder inside the now limp body, his arousal soaring and his dick spurting out little dribbles of pre-cum. Still holding Lindsay at the neck, Spike slid his hand under the Texan to feel the slick mess coating his belly, shirt, and table. "You were so turned on by my cock that you sprayed like a horny little kid. Surprised you didn't soak your pants." A little humiliated, but too blissed out to care enough to fight Spike off, Lindsay settled for putting up a lazy struggle. Added to his own dirty monologue, the tight heat clamped down around him and the knowledge that he'd set Lindsay off like a firecracker, it was enough to redline Spike's excitement. Cursing, grunting like an animal, hips little more than a blur, it didn't take long before the pleasure and shuddered through him. Still pinning Lindsay roughly to the table, fingers clenching and bruising, he cried out and shot deep inside the human, dick pulsing hard and eyelids fluttering. "Christ," he mumbled as he pulled out, slapping Lindsay's thigh hard enough to make him wince. "That wasn't quite what I intended." It had taken him around 3 minutes to come. Still, his ego was soothed somewhat by the fact that Lindsay probably hadn't made it a minute. Well, if you hadn't taken so damn long to get around to it," growled Lindsay, his orgasm high wearing off to leave him achy, tired, and irritable. "Don't fucking start." "Who's starting? I'm just saying." "Well, don't." "Fine, whatever," he muttered, with an eye roll as he pushed himself to standing position, grimacing at the slimy feel of the cooling spunk. He refastened his jeans and nudged Spike out of the way, heading over towards the cot in the corner of the cell. "What do you think you're doing?" demanded Spike, brow furrowed in annoyance. "What's it look like, genius? I'm taking a nap." "What? Did that marathon session wear you out?" Spike asked sarcastically, fuming when Lindsay flipped him the bird and threw himself down on the bed on his front. Lindsay squawked indignantly as the mattress was yanked off the frame and he tumbled unceremoniously to the floor. "The fuck? Get up. Come on. I'll be ready to go in a minute," he insisted. "And this time I want to do it properly, with the frisking and everything." He eyed the rumpled brunette conveniently, ignoring the expression on his face and just focusing on his hot, muscular body, especially the frisking. Lindsay shook his head incredulously. "You've got to be kidding me. It took us all fucking day to get around to it the first time, and then you screwed it up." "Me?" "Yeah, Blondie," said Lindsay confrontationally, squaring up to Spike and poking him in the chest. "You." "So says he of prematurely blown wad." Lindsay gaped out in outrage. "Premature? I've been hard for 12 son-of-a-bitch hours." They glared at one another for a long moment, bodies tense, and then suddenly realized what a stupid argument it was and burst into laughter. Lindsay leaned into Spike, and the vampire wrapped his arms around him, kissing him on the lips with a loud smacking sound. He nuzzled into the pale neck, laying a couple of random kisses. "You tell anyone, and I'm gonna kill you." The blonde chuckled. Yeah, don't think I'll be rushing to spread the story around. Lindsay pulled back a little and they smiled at one another before pressing their lips together, softly at first but then deepening the kiss, letting the slow burn of passion and affection roll through them. They made out leisurely, hands roaming gently while their mouths fused, tongues dwelling fluidly and playfully. They were just on their way towards a second encounter that they'd been arguing about not having when Angel burst into the room, stopping short and planting hands on his hips when they reluctantly broke away from one another with irked eye rolls. "Spike, what the hell are you doing?" "Interrogating Lindsay," he explained patiently as if Angel was a bit thick. "Yeah, I can smell how interrogated he was," snapped back at the other vampire sarcastically. "Have you two been having sex this whole time?" Spike and Lindsay shared a look. "Yeah, absolutely."
"Entire time."
"Exhausted now." Angel seemed, for a moment, as though he was going to explode. However, after a few seconds, he just waved his hand in dismissive frustration, growling something inaudible, and stormed right back out of the cell. Spike and Lindsay grinned at one another, and the blonde ran his hand through Lindsay's hair, smirking lustfully. "You're charged with misleading the CEO of a major law firm, withholding information, and aiding and abetting a known criminal. How do you plead, counselor?" Lindsay caught Spike's lips in a heated kiss, nibbling playfully on them before drawing back far enough to stare into predatory blue eyes. He smiled. "Guilty as sin." The end. Thank you for listening to this edition of Naked Spike. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to be bringing you a promo from Angel Between the Lines. Go on over and take a listen to Angel Between the Lines. You'll probably like what you hear.
I've been all over this crazy globe in my time. Rome, London, been to Nice, and the Isles of... Well, I spent some time in Scotland. I even visited Sunnydale, managed to get away with just a missing ear, which wasn't too bad considering what happened to most. A few weeks ago, I was planning to leave the US of A. You know, skip on a boat to some dark little place where I could just hide out for a while. I was almost packed when my brother calls me and says, "You're gonna get on a bus and you're going to come to LA." And I say, "You're kidding, right? With that freak running around in his leather coat just waiting to stick some sharp implement in me? No way!" But then he says that the dear old Defender of Grace hasn't been seen in a few weeks. There are even rumors he's been killed. So what could I say? I got on the next bus, and I can tell you, I have been having a wonderful time. The streets are full of people just waiting to be dragged in a dingy alley, and with everyone on stupid diets, there is quite a library of tastes going around. It's the best time of my unlife. So there we are. Angels missing, and you know what they say. When the angels are away, the demons will play.
Demons will play. Really.
You got her, Connor?
Of course I got her. And stop yelling. Amateurs.
Join the party and listen to Angel Between the Lines at angelbetweenthelines.com.
You're a nummy treat.
Come on, talk to Daddy.
Oh, bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.